Irrevocable. That's what you are. You're irrevocable. Now, let me explain something to you. Some things are not irrevocable. Yesterday, I cannot revoke it. What I have done in my life, I can't revoke that. But I do know there are some portions of my life, the most important of my life, that are irrevocable. God is irrevocable. What you see is irrevocable. What God has made is irrevocable. And when God put his hand on you and me, that touch is irrevocable. Now, hear me well, Christians. There's a lot of hurt going on in this day and age, but no different from any other age. It's just happening to us. You got it? Now, if I can't revoke, if it's irrevocable, my past, if Agent Orange and all of that, I've got it, you know, you're falling apart, you're catching all these cancers and all this type of stuff, okay, I can't go back and change that. Steve Leeds can't go back and change being blown up. So many who have been in college, you can't go back and change. You would if you could, but it's irrevocable. So what do I do about it? Losing a loved one is irrevocable. Physically, you lost them. What does God do? Gives you the great memories of them and tells you not to sweat it. You'll be there pretty soon yourself. Our God's an honest God. He touches the heart of each and every one. But when God touches your heart, Christian, hear me and hear me well. That touch, that call is irrevocable. It can't be changed. Well, you can't even change it yourself. Well, I just want to go preach. That has nothing to do with what you were called to. You're not changing it. The calling is irrevocable. God called you to exist. That's irrevocable. And while I'm on that one, let me tell you this. I probably won't hold back on a lot of things now when you're getting close like I am. You never know which cancer is going to get you. I know which Savior has me.
Amen.
I know in whose hands I belong. God's gifts and God's calling are irrevocable. Look at God's Word. Pay attention to God's Word. Look and see. Romans 11:29, think of it. Romans 11:29 says, for God's calling, his gifts and his calls are irrevocable. Gifts and calls are irrevocable. You're going to need that one in a minute. Remember it. God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. So God says, I'm giving you the gift of life. Okay, you're given that gift by God. But you start out in the womb of your mom. That's the beginning of that gift. Your mom is ready to bear a child. Anyone who is guilty of aborting a child is guilty of murder. Murder. Call it what you want. You can't change that. And the judgment on it is irrevocable. Meaning the judgment of guilt. What hope do I have? Jesus. Jesus takes my guilt. Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior as a Christian. And that gift he has given you is irrevocable. What's that gift? One of the great gifts that you have from God is the people around you. You hear me? Your friends. Why, those that you argue with all the time, that's a gift. Those that you enjoy being around and those you don't enjoy being around, both are gifts for you to be able to learn about life. And God says it's irrevocable. You're not going to change it. All right. If God has put in motion how we are to come about, meaning that's irrevocable, God has set it in motion, do you think that he's going to hold blameless those who murder and slaughter the unborn? No. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and speaking of this, says it would be better for an individual to have a rock tied around their neck and they drown to the depth of the sea than to have offended at the least of these. You know who he had when he was talking to them? Kids, just like these two. He had them come up to him out there. He just told his disciples, said, "You knotheads," that's a paraphrase, "leave them alone, let them come to me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." And then he says, "Anyone who shall even offend one of the least of these," what is the least of these? Is it not in the womb of his mother? Would be better off if they had a rock tied around their neck and cast to the depths of the sea. In saying that, let me say this. That act is irrevocable, but that person is not irredeemable. That individual, as soon as they cry out to God for mercy, he will give it. For you see, that's the love of God. God says, "I'm going to bring you into the world for a purpose. And when I give you this purpose, I give you the gifts, I give you the calling, I give you the purpose, I want you to walk that path that I placed you on. And all I want you to do is finish the course." You mean win the race? No, you don't hear me saying that. My race is already won and I didn't win it. He said, "Finish the course. What I put you there for, you finish it." Now you're going to be beat and battered. You're going to be broken. You're going to have a lot of difficulties in your life. You know what I've learned? That's a sign I must be doing something for the Lord. When the world gets so angry at me for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, then that means that I am praising God. Amen. Because the world becomes angry. You know what my problem is, Christian? Same as yours. But I've gotten to the point now that I realize I want them saved. I don't want them taken out of my way. I want them to learn to know Jesus. I want to be best friends with them. But Jesus says, "I'll give you the gifts. I'll give you the calling." There's not a person here, not a person in the sound of my voice, that has not received the calling from God. Well, how do you know that? You're alive, aren't you? If you're breathing, my watch ever so often tells me to breathe. You all got one of those? You need to breathe. It's good to breathe. I thought it was pretty good, and I thought I was doing it all the time. Well, Christianity is that way. Jesus says, I want you to go. Do you know what it says? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. No, let me give you the true translation then. As you go into the world, preach the gospel. As you go, it's a given. You're going to go because of the Christ you have in you. And Jesus says it's irrevocable. You have my power, the power that I give you to walk. It's irrevocable. It'll always be by me, not by man, not by medication. Always by me, says God. The irrevocable Spirit. Says, and I want you to pay attention to it. And let's get this straight too. Something else that is truly irrevocable. My salvation is irrevocable. Only in the name of Jesus. Well, let me read this. Acts 4, verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given by men by which we must be saved. No other name given. That name is irrevocable. You cannot add a name to it. And you better not take out the name that in which you find salvation. His name is Jesus. J-E-S-U-S, in case you don't know how to spell him. But I got news for you. Even if you can't spell his name, Jesus, all you have to say is, I believe, Lord. Here am I, Lord, save me. Well, Larry, you need to beg a little. No. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Can't change that, Randy, can you? It's irrevocable. It's the word of God. When God gave us his word, he said it's irrevocable. And he gives us a warning. Don't you dare try to change it. Because if you do, then I will touch you. Now, I love the touch of the master's hand. But every one of you all here, I know, remember when I told you how God grounded me for one solid year because I acted up. I walked out on the church because I started messing with them. With all the stuff that was going on and everything, my problem was God didn't tell me to leave. I just thought I'd help him out. He set me in a corner for 1 year. I did not preach in a pulpit. Now, those of you who know me know there's no way to get to me any worse than to keep me from preaching the Holy Word of God. God chastised me. That's why you all haven't been able to get rid of me. God chastised me, and he says, you don't do that. I've called you to a special ministry, to special people. For people are going to be hurting and they're going to be broken. And I want you to get all the education, all the training, but I want you to get on your knees and you talk to me. For there's the power, there's the true education. There you will find out how to help. I see brokenness all around me every day. I hear the heart that breaks, but I don't hear that heart that breaks any deeper than God hears that heart. You see, I truly believe with all my being that there's nothing going on, and I mean nothing. Some people say, well, God's not going to bother with the little things. God bothers with everything concerning you, and to him, you're no bother at all. You're his child. And he says, I care. But I want you to know that salvation is in the name of my son. And in the name of my son, all things that exist, exist. Irrevocable. Because my son loves you. We are so loved by God the Father. We're so loved by our Creator that he watched his own son go to that cross so you and I could have that eternal peace that only he can bring. I've extended my life. I'm 75 years old in October the 17th if I make it. If not, you all can go ahead and have a party for me while I'm gone, okay? I like white cake. Some of you don't think that's funny. My wife's one of them. But the fact of it is this. You're not in control of that. Neither am I. Neither's a cancer. No. I'm not worried about that. You know what I'm worried about? Is a who and a chew. God so loves that he gives. Should not we so love that we will give? It doesn't matter what's hurting. I am to preach in season and out of season, Randy. That's the word of God. That means whether I feel like preaching or don't feel like preaching. I'm to preach in season and out of season. Whether I'm excited about what's going on or not, I'm to preach his word, his truth, and stand strong for that. I'm getting ready to go see my maker. Now, I don't know how long it's going to be. I could live to be 105, and if my niece that I love so dear doesn't quit praying for that. But God looks at you and me. And he looks to who you already are. You see yourself as who you were, not your Savior. He sees you because you said yes to Jesus Christ. Let me remind you, he sees you as already being there with him. Now, if he sees me for already being there, what does that mean? Look at Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the, look at it, it is the gift. What didn't I just read to you? The gift is irrevocable. And people trying to tell you, yeah, but you probably sinned since you were saved. I got news for you. You have sinned since you were saved. You did a lot of it this morning. Mumbling and grumbling. That's who we are. But he says, I am saved. It's not of myself. Not of anything I can do. But it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast to be bragging all the way to heaven. My salvation in the name of Jesus is irrevocable. And Jesus says, hear me well, for I talk to your heart. I'll see the boldness. I see the scars. I see the love that my Father gave you. It's my peace that I'll share true. I will take care of your wounds of life. But you must trust me. You must trust me with all the peace I give to that life. I can strengthen you and encourage you because I am your Father. I'm your Savior. I'm the one that loves you. I'll be there with you. You can't be alone. For I am your master, me and me alone. Listen to the Lord as he speaks to your loneliness and your brokenness, your hurt, your pain, your despair. It is the blessing that God gives because he cares. He will come in when everyone else walks out. It is him, Brother Randy, that makes you shout. It's that love so deep, that strength so strong. You don't have to worry about how long. It's the hand of God. And that brokenness, that hurt, the land that you trod, listen for the call. Look for your Maker, for he's your best friend, he's your Creator. Oh, please, hear the cry from within. It's not your pain, it's not your brokenness. It's Jesus who said you already win. For you have him deep inside. You'll never be alone. And when you cry, he says, I'll take your hand. I'll wipe your tears. It is me, not your peers. I'm the one who controls it all. I'm your Savior. I'm your all in all. Hear him well, for he has a word in this generation, a word direct for you and for your power. And for your determination. He says, I'll touch you in a way that's mighty and true. But it's up to you what you do. It's a free gift Christ gives. It is the gift of God. And it's irrevocable. Jesus is irrevocable, Miss Lovell. He's irrevocable. And Jesus loves me. And he loves you too. And he loves to show the world that they're not in charge. And with me, this is only the third cancer. I don't know what the fourth, fifth, sixth, and all of that. But I can tell you now, you're already looking at a winner. I'd already been blessed by God so many times. I can say, Lord, don't be wasting your time. But I won't dare say that. I'll be set in a corner again. Because we are to follow him and spread his word. For by that grace you have been saved through faith. That not of yourself, it is the gift of God. It is not of works, lest anyone should boast. Randy, I serve an unstoppable God. He is an irrevocable God. He's unstoppable in all that he does. Lift him to your heart. God continues to remind us that he's in control. We look at the world and we think the world is out of control. Well, when our Father in heaven is in control. Wait, did you ever have a child get a little bit out of control? None of you did you? Ever so often, a child will get out of control. But those children don't come close to getting out of control as much as adults do. Because, see, a lot of times they don't know better. Adults, you know better. So God said, I want you to know what's stable for your life. Now, folks, again, I know there's a lot of loneliness going on. There's a lot of hurt. And I want you to understand, and I will try to be dealing with a lot of this in the messages that God gives me. How do you hang on when you don't think you have anything to hang on for? Well, you have a purpose. And that purpose is there that God has given you. You don't have a right to cut it short. You don't have a right not to do what He's called you to do. Do you not understand the great honor it is for the Creator of all to look at you and say, I love you, I give you my Son so you can have eternal life. And here's the ministry, here's the work I give you to do. Now, I don't want you to worry about it, because I don't expect you to hew out the path on that work. I'll do it for you. And by the way, I will do it for you as you go. Larry Pete, walk beside me and watch me. That's the work. Now, and then when we get through, Larry, we'll go on home. Eternal home. Do you know why you get nervous over that? I've told them at a time. I think I told Randy this morning that I never died before. I really haven't. I've never died before. So do I know the ultimate of that experience? No, I've never done it before. And if you all are going to tell me that you have, we're going to talk about a lying tongue. No. I'm going to, but the reason that I'm not dealing with that experience is a human experience. I'm not going to die. Its body's going to break down and it's going to quit functioning, and Christ is going to walk me right out. Angels are coming, Brother Randy. Walk me right out of this body. Waiting for the supper time for all of you to get there. And I know a lot of you don't want me to rush it with you getting there. But you see, think of the shortness of time compared to creation. We're given 70, which is 70 years old scripturally. That's a gift from God. All over, He says, is by grace through His blessing. And many people will say, well, that's not a blessing for me to live in what I'm living in. Let me tell you something. You're here for the purpose. Why don't you just take it and glorify God with what you got left? Why don't you just use what you do have left? Because next irrevocable is eternal life with Jesus. Eternal life with Jesus cannot be taken away from me. All hell can't do it. Sin can't do it. It's irrevocable. It's a calling. It's a gift. Listen to John 10:28. This is Jesus. I give them eternal life. Jesus is a gift. I give them, are you catching it? A gift of eternal life. They shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. No one, no disease, nothing can snatch me out of the hands of the one who saved me. His name is Jesus. Learn his name. You want to say a name? Say Jesus. Amen. You want to know the power in the name? Say Jesus. You want to know the ultimate love for you? Say Jesus. For he loves us that much. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessings of life, the joy of salvation, and for the peace that only you can give. I pray now, dear Lord God, that as you touch our life, it will be through that touch that we are able to carry that touch to others. We ask your blessing this week as we walk in the name of your Son, and we ask it in his precious name. Amen. Remember, folks, you got this week ahead of you. But I want you to come back a little closer. You got today. It ain't over. What good can you do for the rest of the day? What good? What a blessing. Oh, and by the way, your pastor loves you. I'll keep you all informed through my text that I send to you. Anyone who wants on that, and it's where I don't aggravate you with anything unless it's important, and it's not an aggravation. It's to let you know what's going on with folk that you know within your church. You've got my cell number right there on your bulletin. All you got to do is text me and say, put me on that list, and I'll make sure that you keep informed about everything that we're doing here. I do want to remind you also, we got two new porch covers on this church. The one where they've been working on has been rotting out for years. It put in, looked like in 1957 is the date. Man, that's a long time ago. Anyway, got a new one back there. I wanted him to come right up here, Miss Mary, into the side door where you all come in. I said, okay, let's recover that one. They got up there to recover that one, and that one collapsed. It didn't just get recovered, it got rebuilt. I didn't want you fussing at me. It is, and it's nice. You all get a chance to go look at them, and it's going to last this time. Now, I think it lasted a long time the way it was, but I did not realize how much was rotting in this church. This part you're in was 1947. So, that ain't a bad year for any of us. Again, I love you. One of these days we won't be wearing these. I don't have to wear this in heaven. Amen. Yeah. But I'm going to wear it here for you all. I love you, folks. Listen to Brother Steve as he dismisses you. But remember this. You're going to have a great opportunity this week. As you walk down that path, I want you to look in the ditch of life right beside you. There's someone down there hurting worse than you ever dreamed of hurting. If you reach that hand down in a ditch of life, you just might touch the hand of Jesus. Amen. Now, whatever you do as you go, don't gossip. Go in love. Go in peace. Go in service to God. God bless you. I love you, and you're dismissed.